across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
This year's Cambridge Folk Festival dramatically reduced single-use plastic on site and imposed a complete ban on disposable plastic bottles. Here's Alex Elbro.
So I'm here this morning with Liz Warwick, who's the environmental manager for Cambridge Folk Festival. And it's a really kind of momentous year, isn't it, for you? We've decided, you have decided, the festival has decided, that it's going kind of completely plastic free this year. Is that right?
It is. It's something that we didn't decide straight away. We have been talking about it for nearly 2 years. It's not something you can just throw in immediately, because you have to give the traders and the caterers warning. But no, I'm delighted that we finally managed to do it and are now 100% plastic free on single use. So absolutely.
So people are asked to bring their reusable glasses, or they can buy a reusable glass, can't they, on their first drink, and then from then on just bring it back. And the same for refillable coffee cups, is that right, for drinks?
Yes, so we've had quite a big social media campaign and on the website telling everybody, bring your own bottle, you know, we're not selling it on site this year. And everybody's really understood that. And we've also partnered with Cambridge Water, who provided a beautiful water bar with beer pumps, obviously not selling beer, but dispensing free water for everybody to help themselves. Plus there's taps as usual around the campsite and the arena. So it's really easy for everybody to refill. We're selling Cambridge Folk Festival stainless steel ones in
which
case
I bought one of. They're very nice. I can highly recommend them.
Which are very beautiful. And so we're doing that for the water. For the beer, obviously, we've had deposit system with a refillable glass for the last, I think it's 12 years now. We were one of the first festivals to introduce that. So that reduced our waste. We probably saved about 1 million beer cups with that over the last 12 years. And, you know, it's hard to estimate how many bottles that people would drink of single-use bottles over the weekend. But we're looking sort of 15,000 to 30,000, hopefully, that we've saved. And then on the coffee cup, you know, we've been promoting bring your own, and from the feedback from the concessions so far, the coffee concessions, we're looking at about 50% bringing their own, which is fab.
Yeah, and I noticed even one of the Jack's Gelato was saying they're not going to be using paper cups to give your ice cream in now, because they're just trying to, everyone seemed to be really conscious this year. I mean, I know it's been coming, but you have to have a build up, like you said, it can't be just a one off. I know you've talked about this in the past, that you know these things you were the kind of dreams, really, kind of bucket list things, but now they're actually coming. I think as more and more people are becoming aware of this is a real issue, it seems to have suddenly, this year seems to be everyone's kind of up for it.
Definitely. Obviously, there's a huge global and UK focus on reducing waste. And, you know, we have a bucket list every year. We look at different parts where we can reduce waste. And there's so many, you know, so much more that we can do. For example, go further on the coffee cups. And we've had in our terms and conditions with the caterers and traders for a long time, so, probably about 10 years, we've asked for biodegradable everything, you know, sort of paper or wooden forks, etc., as opposed to plastic or cornstarch. So, you know, each year we look at further. And as you say, you know, we still have the paper. There still is the issue with coffee cups about where you recycle them. There's still only about 3 waste plants in the UK that actually will recycle a disposable coffee cup properly.
That's a very good point, because actually I think sometimes we think we're being green, and there's bits of things that aren't. You were saying sometimes inside of bottles, some of the metal bottles sometimes have a plastic inner, which then, you know, is sort of defeating the object.
Exactly. So if you buy an aluminium one, it's usually got a liner in, which may have the plastic liner in, which could leach into the water. So health and safety wise, you know, we make sure that we offer stainless steel. And this year we have stopped providing, obviously along with the rest of the ban on plastic water bottles, we've stopped providing any of the artists with single-use plastic bottles. And we provide them with stainless steel, larger reusable bottles, and they're all chilled and ready for them to go. So we've cut down on waste, but, you know, throughout, across the board.
Yeah, so it's not just for the public, yeah. It's for across the site, which is great.
That was Alex Elbrow talking to Liz Warwick at this year's Cambridge Folk Festival. You could hear it all in the background there. Cambridge 105 Radio were there throughout. I was dipping in and out of the coverage over the weekend. It sounded great. If you were there, maybe you're spending today, like Alex Elbrow, recovering old grumpy gills.